This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1667. Learn English with Netflix. Should you binge or take it slow? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you learn English with Netflix or another streaming service? Today, find out if you should binge by watching a ton of episodes at once or if you should take it slowly. Which is better for learning? Find out today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. How's it going?
Good, Lindsay. How are you?
Oh my gosh, today's video is on YouTube. So if you guys want to see us recording this, you can come over and subscribe to our YouTube channel. But if you're just hanging out in the podcast, that is great too.
That is great too. Awesome. Okay, Lindsay, are you watching any shows on Netflix now?
Oh my gosh, I was rewatching Sex and the City for a long time.
That was on Netflix?
Oh, maybe it was on Amazon Prime, actually. I think of them as the same, to be honest.
It's sometimes it can be hard to remember like what's on what.
I don't know what's on what, but yeah, I do. I binge. I'm guilty of it. I'm just like the next person. How about you, Michelle? Are you a binger on Netflix?
Yeah, I can be. I definitely can be. But recently, like I'm not streaming any Netflix shows right this second, but I have recently, and I am now actually I'm watching this show about the Bill Clinton impeachment. Have you heard about this?
Ooh, I saw a ad for that, the Monica Lewinsky stuff, right?
Yeah. It's good so far.
We saw that and we were thinking, oh, we should watch that. It looks good. Is it good?
It's pretty good so far. I've only seen two episodes. I think there have been three. But one of the things I'm happy about is the first two episodes I had to binge to catch up. But now it's just on weekly. So it's kind of refreshing because they're long episodes and I can't binge them now. So I'm caught up. So I'm like,
good. So you can put it down, right? Put it down because otherwise, yeah. Yeah, it's much healthier, isn't it? All of a sudden you look up and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're still watching this show and it's just not healthy. It's not good.
Yeah, I'm very happy when I don't have to binge something, but it's also so nice too. But so I'm watching that right now, but also Seinfeld is coming to Netflix. So I will not be binging Seinfeld because I know it. But guys, you might notice if you have Netflix that Seinfeld is coming and that's going to be exciting.
Oh, that's cool. Seinfeld is such a cultural icon. You know, in a prior episode recently, we talked about close talking and there's the famous close talker episode,
Yeah, there are just so many references. So guys, I highly recommend when Seinfeld comes to Netflix, like it's going to be, I think it actually, by the time you see this, it's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, fantastic. That's fantastic. So,
anyway, and I was just talking about this with Dan. Like, you know how Friends had such a resurgence when it came on Netflix and it became trendy and cool. And I wonder if I think Seinfeld is still very popular, but I wonder if, like, it'll become cool with a younger audience or if it's just such a different kind of humor. I'm very curious.
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
I kind of doubt it. I feel like it's had its time. You know, Gen X or millennials, they were the target for that. And I don't know if Gen Z or the really younger kids are gonna like it. I don't know. I would bet against
it. It's interesting. I mean, but I'm curious because they put it there for a reason.
Right. Yeah, that's so true.
Guys, we'll have to see, but it's an amazing show if you've never watched it. But yes. So let's talk about this more. Let's talk about learning English with Netflix. We've talked a little bit about English and Netflix and those kinds of things on the show before. But Lindsay, we're talking about this idea of binge watching or not binge watching and how like that can impact learning English.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, if you're going to be addicted to anything, you might as well be learning something, right?
Yeah.
There can be much worse addictions that I can think of. I mean, some of our listeners have said that they're addicted to Allers English. That's a good thing to be addicted to.
Yeah, they might binge listen. Yeah, or binge watch if you're on YouTube. Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. If you have a learning and I look at, you know, if you're learning a language, I do look at a TV show as learning.
Yeah.
So, guys, also, if you want to listen to more of our thoughts on this, go to episode 448. Way, 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 way back. Wow. Okay. Yeah. This was what TV shows should you binge watch to learn to connect in English? So I talked a little bit about binge watching them, but like, let's get into, you know, some of the benefits of binge watching versus kind of spreading things out.
Okay. Let's get into it. So a benefit is that we can, well, what do we mean here, Michelle? We can understand plot lines quickly. Yeah. Is that right? What does that mean?
Well, it's just kind of a challenge. You have to quickly, you don't have too much time to think. You have to very quickly like jump from one to the next. So you can also practice watching with someone very quickly or like not necessarily in the same room. It doesn't have to be, but like, let's say you and your friends are watching, you know, the same show and you're kind of binge watching it together. It can be kind of like a book club in a way. So it's just like, I think it's just a different kind of learning if you do it quickly rather than spreading it out.
Right. Interesting. And the idea, and this could actually, the skills that you build here are going to translate nicely to group conversations, group dinners with native speakers, where you're trying to follow the story and understand what's going on. What are people talking about? Right.
Exactly. I think we talked a little bit about binge watching once on Conversations and Coffee, which was our group conversation program. Yep. So I think, we talked about that a little bit, like what we prefer. I mean, another benefit could be that learning can be more efficient, right? So you have to learn faster. I mean, we talk about sometimes learning too much at once. Like, I'm going to use the expression I just made up, I think, binge learning, right? So when we talk about like adding too many vocabulary words, and sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I think it could be similar with binge watching. However, it could be a good challenge.
Yeah. And I also think that sometimes when you're listening to English, whether it's watching Netflix or listening to a podcast, you don't have to be actively listening all the time. So I guess if you're trying to follow a TV show, it's okay. Maybe you want to binge on music in English instead because you don't have to be actively understanding it. But some TV shows are a lot more basic. You can choose how complicated you want the plot to be. If you're watching a complex crime show, that you want to be on with your energy. If you're watching a simple comedy like Friends, I mean, you don't exactly have to be 100% tuned in. So you can have English on in the background. That could be another benefit of binging.
Right. I don't know. Like, I feel like No, you're right. People do binge watch things that are not as intense. I feel like the shows that I binge watch are the most like intense.
The most intense. Oh, like Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and another thing is, a really good thing about this is really, this is good for connection. I mean, you know, when everybody's binge watching something in the office or whatever, if you are also doing that, then you can stay up to date with others, you know? Like, so I think the most popular shows nowadays are often binge. So you can quickly catch up, have conversations with people at work, you know, other people you want to connect with. So I think that's another kind of side benefit.
Mm-hmm, totally. You guys are always telling us that you want ideas to start conversations. Well, yeah, if you watched the TV show last night that everyone's watching, you could say, hey, how about XYZ? What about that line? What about this relationship on this show? Right. I mean, you've got so much material to work with. It's so good. If you are taking the IELTS exam this year, then don't forget that the first place to get started is the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Find the podcast right now and hit follow. You get 3 episodes a week and tips and tricks from a former examiner. Again, go and hit follow on the IELTS Energy podcast. See you there.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows 2 women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
That's right. That's right. But some of the drawbacks are, you know, like we said, it's good to learn a lot at once, but it may not give you enough time. It might be too fast or too much at once.
Yeah. And I don't know if you can slow down. Can you on Netflix, can you actually play like 0.5 pace? I don't think so. It's a good question.
Don't think so.
No.
But maybe. I don't know. I haven't like looked deep in my settings for that, but maybe I'll take a look.
Yeah.
And then also it's not really... It's not really good for just like having a real study plan, right? If you take more time, you might be able to really like dive deep into it and learn the vocab and sorts of things. But like you don't quite have the same time in this way.
So you're saying it's kind of skimming the surface a little too much to actually be studying. It's more like entertainment. It's just...
And that's fine, too. That's fine, too. But if you're looking to, like, really, like, start to kind of, like, build a whole thing from this, you know, maybe that's not the best way.
I agree with that.
And then also, of course, it's just time-consuming, right? Like, you might not get enough sleep.
This has definitely happened to me before. I get into something and again, I'm up at 3 in the morning. What? It doesn't happen very much. I'm not really a big binger. I try not to watch the iPad in bed. You know, I would rather read the news or read a book. But yeah, sometimes it happens. Has it happened to you, Michelle? I have a feeling yes, because you're a night owl.
Yeah, of course it has. But I do try and turn off the TV earlier.
Okay.
Earlier than I used to. But certainly, I mean, there it's a big discussion of, you know, should we watch one more or not?
Yeah.
but I would not say, like, gone are my days of being like, I'll just watch until 3 in the morning. Like, that doesn't happen to me anymore.
Not
I'm
happening
up early
anymore.
And that's it.
Okay.
But... Okay, and then spreading something out. So the opposite, if you watch a show like week to week, what are the benefits of that?
Okay, so this is instead of binging, this is the other thing you could do, guys, which is just on the weekly schedule, when it comes out is when you watch it. This is the benefit of kind of cable TV. You can only watch it when it comes out, right? So the benefit is that you study more thoroughly because you only have one piece of content. You don't have 6 in a row. So you can prepare. We talk about with learning, we prepare for something language-wise by making a prediction. You can talk to your friends. What do you think is going to happen on the show tonight? That's so good for learning, Michelle.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you can make predictions, all sorts of things. And you can have, like Lindsay said, time to have those conversations about each episode, right? Kind of build up the excitement. You know that everyone's on the same episode because it's just coming out weekly. And you can build up that tension, that excitement. What do you think is going to happen next week? So that can bring about connection as well.
Yeah, it makes me think of like if I have a piece of chocolate cake in front of me, right? The chocolate cake is this show that I love so much. I'm going to eat it slowly and enjoy it. I'm not going to just like wolf it down. That means I'm not going to enjoy it as much. So like, I prefer this method. It's old school. But it's
well, and it takes less time at once, right? Yes. It's just a little bit at a time. And that's a benefit, too. I mean, the drawbacks of this, I mean, listen, it's different if you, like, we're talking about two different things. One where it's like on cable and you have to wait. Yeah. And one is just if you have all the shows in front of you.
Self-control is what you're talking about, Michelle.
Self-control. So if you have all the shows in front of you, certainly it will take that discipline, that self-control to just watch a little bit at a time.
I love it. And then what would be another drawback of that? Are we going to miss out on something?
Well, if people are really binging things in your office and, you know, you might, first of all, we've talked about spoilers before. You might hear something you didn't want to hear, or you just might not be able to contribute.
Oh, yeah. And we've done an episode on this, too, when it's a spoiler alert phrase.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Spoiler alert. I've seen people accidentally reveal to other people the end of a show that they knew they were really into. And it's a big faux pas in the social communication world. Right. Michelle? It's a big faux pas. So be careful of that. Well, what's the takeaway for today, Michelle? What's the final advice for our listeners?
Guys, you know, whatever way you choose, just go into it knowing like that you're making that choice. And like, what are some ways that you can change up your learning and your studying based on that? Or if you're just watching it for entertainment, that's fine too. Or actively listening or passively listening, whatever it is. But guys, choose popular shows. I think that's good for conversations with connecting with others, but also ones that interest you. And don't watch something you're not interested in.
Yeah, but I do like the advice, Michelle. Try to choose something. It doesn't have to be the most mainstream show if that's boring to you, but something that's common so that you can also get to have that conversation with people because you'll have that content, right? And that's the cool part.
Right. Or sometimes just try something new, like try a different genre. Maybe you don't usually like historical, you know, shows or something like that, but maybe that, give that a try. And then also if you want, write down words in a journal. So those are some ideas for, you know, using Netflix and other streaming services or cable to learn English.
All right, Michelle, good ideas today. It's so good to know. I think the key is just be intentional. No matter what you're doing, guys, know what you're doing and why you're doing it. If you're binging, you know why you are. If you're not, you know why you're not. That's the key, right? All right.
That is a good point. Yes, I love it.
Okay, Michelle, good to talk to you today. I'll see you soon on the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.